Dr. Kent Brantley, the first American survivor of the Ebola virus, was at Ohio Valley University in Vienna yesterday, passing on his message about battling the disease. Brantley was diagnosed with Ebola while serving as a doctor for Samaritan's Purse Mission in Liberia. What happened next is the story that led to the not-yet-published book that he and his wife Amber wrote. Brantley was working as a doctor in Liberia when the news came that Ebola had spread to the country. Brantley says he wasn't afraid of contracting it, but he didn't think it would happen.
I never thought that I would get Ebola. You don't step into that situation thinking, well, I might get it. We took every precaution. We followed every protocol. We used the proper equipment, the proper procedures to protect ourselves. But when I got sick, when I woke up not feeling well, I wasn't naive enough to think that I could not have Ebola, that it was impossible.
Brantley says on Wednesday, July 23, 2014, he woke up feeling not quite right. He says his early symptoms, which included a lack of a fever and some stomach discomfort, led him to believe it may be malaria. But he says by noon that day, his fever spiked, eventually reaching 104.9 degrees. That set in motion a series of events that had him transported to Emory University Hospital in Atlanta, where he would be nursed back to health. He says that while he may be recovered and there may be no active cases in the United States, he doesn't want the public to forget about those countries still dealing with the epidemic.
Yeah, out of sight, out of mind. It's true. We stop thinking about or worrying about the things that don't affect us. We don't build up great concern about people we don't know. And that is a problem, because every person who's dying over there is somebody's mother or brother or sister or father.
Kent Brantley was included in Time Magazine's 2014 Person of the Year issue in their recognition of the Ebola fighters. Brantley says everyone owes a responsibility to those battling the epidemic.
What happens in one place in the world affects us here, but we also live in a global community, and the fact that we have responsibility to be in relationship with our neighbors and to love each other, to treat other people with respect and dignity and concern.
Kent's ties to the Mountain State are through his father, a graduate of St. Albans High School and the West Virginia University School of Medicine. For West Virginia Public Broadcasting, I'm Clark Davis in Vienna.